Okay, it's a beautiful medrash Rabbo say over here. On the first pasuk of the Safer, the pasuk talks about the mitzvah of writing a Shem Zayis Loch Kosramor, to light the candles, to light the menorah, and the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. And the medrash goes on and talks about, that's referring to a pasuk, different sukkim. And this medrash talks about the pasuk of Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Right, the very famous pasuk, Ner is a mitzvah and Torah Or. So the first part he brings Mao Kiner Mitzvah. What does it mean? Ner is a mitzvah. El Komi Sha'osa Mitzvah. Right? Anyone who does a mitzvah, who ki'ilu madluk ner from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like he's lighting a candle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how special it is. Machaya Nafsho. And he makes his soul come alive, his own soul. Shenikras Ner. That's what ner refers to a person's soul. Shenemar Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. That the Ner of Hashem is Nishmas Adam. Is in the Shama, so the Melech, so he's Mechai, is Nafshu, and writes when he does a mitzvah. Okay, whatever. Umau, here's the main part of it. Umau, the Torah Or. What does it mean, Nermis of Torah Or? What's Torah Or? El Harbe Pa'amim. Many times, Sh'adam Mechavev B'ribo Gazas Mitzvah. He has a tremendous desire. He wants to do the mitzvah. He wants to do a mitzvah. He has a love for the mitzvah. He wants to do the mitzvah. V'yetzahara Shebesochav. And the Yetzahara within him. Omer says to him, Malach HaRasas Mitzvah. What are you doing this mitzvah for? It'll cost you money. Whether it's a mitzvah of an Esrei, whether it's a mitzvah of stuck, or whatever it might be. Okay, he wants to do the mitzvah. But the Yetzer pops up and says, hold on, don't be so quick and eager to do the mitzvah. It'll cost you money. You'll lose out. It'll cost you $1,000. What are you doing? You'll lose out. You'll end up losing money. Ach ata nothing acherim, ten b'levanecha. If you lose money, so don't spend it on a mitzvah, don't spend it on a Ulvan Estrig or on Filin or at Stucker. Don't do that. Give it to your kids. Your kids can use the money. It's your flesh and blood. Give it to your kids. That's the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara Omero, tell a mitzvah. So Yetzahara comes back and fights back and says, no, give it to the mitzvah. Why? What's the Yetzahara's Gesunter punch? What's the punchline? What's his weaponry? What's his taina? How does he counteract the Yetzahara? The Yetzahara says, it's going to hurt you. You're losing a lot of money. What are you doing? Don't do that mitzvah. Don't spend the money for the mitzvah. So what does the Yetzahara say back? Re'ei maksiv ki ner mitzvah. Ner is a mitzvah. Mahaner hazeh. Mahaner hazeh kishudolek. Afiu elef alofim koryonim. V'sebokin. I don't know what all these words exactly mean. It means like candles, whatever, candles from wax, oil, whatever, different types of candles, right? If you have, right, it's compared, a mitzvah and a ner is comparable. Ma ner, right, what about just like this ner? When it's lit, you can have 100 different, 1,000, thousands and thousands of candles can be lit from it. B'mkomo, right? Madlikim hemeter or b'mkomo. And the point is, it doesn't take away, it still is there, right? The candle is still candles, it's still complete flame, it's not affected by it, you can have one little flame, it can light one, two, three, it'll still be there, no loss, no problem. It'll still be there in its full brightness and glory, right? It's not going to affect it, you can produce hundreds of thousands of other candles. So that's in there. Kach kol mi shiten l'mitzvah, someone gives his money for a mitzvah, eino mechaser es nechasav. He's not losing out. His nechassav will not be depleted. It will not lose anything at all. That's ner mitzvah, right? A mitzvah is like a ner. Kach nemar, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. That's what it means. Ner is a mitzvah v'torah or. Right? And I think that Yesi Yosef, what does that mean? Kach nemar, Yesi Yosef, Shapirish. Torah, hora, v'limud. Kolomer, kach limer, that's what means Torah. Torah means learning and teaching and learning the Torah. Kach limud mehor. I think learn from. I think it means learn from the candle, from the light. Sheino chaser mena afapish adlikim mena. Right. So when a person that's means Torah or learn from the light. I think that's what it means. Right. That just like the candle does not get depleted, does not lose out when you lit from it. So too, a person the chasim do not get depleted when he goes ahead and he gives to staka, he gives for a mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. You're not going to lose a penny. That's the medrash, right? So, Rabosai, I think Rosh Yeshiva said, Shtelzer was unbelievable, Rabosai. Quick little smooth, but beautiful, powerful. Listen to this, Rabosai. We're talking about a person, it seems. What's the back and forth? The Yetzer says, I am losing money. I can't give it to my kids. I'll be better off. My kids can use some candy or computer or a boat, whatever it is, a trip to who knows where to Orlando, right? And they'll enjoy so much. It's my kids, my own children. So don't buy this $1,000 pair of tefillin. It'll cost you money. Don't give it to Stucker. Says he is hurt. Says he is told no. Come on. It will not cost you a penny. You can give $1,000. You get it back. You'll get it from some other place. It won't deplete. It won't make a dent in your assets. It won't make a difference. And that's the Yesh Tov hopes to win with this Taina, right? He says, don't worry about it. It's not going to be a problem. You know what that means, Rebbe? That means this person who's listening, this Adam over here, he says he loves to mitzvahs. He's such a lover of mitzvahs, such a Baal Emuna, that when you tell him that, you know, don't worry, you know, Hashem will take care of it, you know, he listens, potentially, if he wins. This guy, where there's a hope, he should listen, right? Such a Baal Madrega. I hope you'll tell him that, you know, you're not going to lose out. He'll accept it, therefore give the money. That's a tremendous Baal Madrega. It's not a simple guy who's, you know, wishy-washy about his emunah. He's stark. He knows hashgofa. He knows that, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there's no such thing as becoming an ani from stuck. You don't lose out. If you give money, that's what you're supposed to do. That's a separate cheshbon. It doesn't affect your assets. It doesn't affect it. You'll have all the money you need that you're having anyway to do other things with, for yourself and your kids. So for a guy to therefore say, I'm going to give the stock, I'm going to go and buy the expensive tilim because it's not going to make a difference. He's a very stark Baal Emunah. He's a tremendously strong Baal Emunah. He recognized, yes, Hashem, I'll do it, but I believe that it will not cost me a penny. The Kasher both said, yes. So instead of going like this and telling the guy, you're not going to lose, tell him straight. Tell him, what's the real reason? Give stocker, because Hashem, once you give stocker, it's a mitzvah from the Torah, you get Olam Haba for it, you get so much reward, so give this, do the mitzvah. I mean, does he believe or doesn't he believe? He believes in Hashem. He believes in Hashem so much that he'll feel he's not losing anything. Okay, so tell him straight. Oh, it's like almost like a shol shma. Okay, you're not going to lose, don't worry about it. You're not going to lose. Just tell him. Do the mitzvah, because that's what you're here for. You get schar for an Olam Haba, if anything. That's the real schar. Oh, you're not going to lose the money. Tell him. He's a Baal Emunah, so just tell him straight. You are going to do what's right, and this is what's right. Hashem wants you to do it. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. That's what you created for, and on top of it, you get schar Olam Haba. Why don't you tell him that? That's the real answer. The real answer is not you're not going to lose. Unless he will lose, he's still supposed to do the mitzvah. That's not the answer. The real answer is Hashem wants you to do the mitzvah. And if you do it, you get schar. That's the real motivation. Even that's a, you know, l'shem Olam Haba, it's not a push. Okay, fine, but don't tell him, well, you're not going to lose. Okay, it's true, right? Chazal is telling us the truth, but let the Yetzer Tov tell him the shtark for a guy who's Baal Emunah, is ready to makabel the fact he's not going to lose a penny, which is so hard. It's so hard for any of us to makabel. Just tell him straight. Do the mitzvah, because Hashem asks you the mitzvah. That's what Hashem wants you to do, and you get schar for it. So the Rishiva said, because that's the power of both, the power. Sorry. That's the blinding power of nechassim, of money, so to speak. The yitzhar that a person has for money is so strong, so blinding. If you just tell the guy, you know, Hashem wants you to do, you get schar. If he feels he's hurting and he's losing the money, he won't be makabel. So it's no, it's too much money. He knows he'll lose that money. So you tell him, oh my boy, I don't know. Hashem wants, maybe I have a heter for it. And it's not for me. I'll be poor. I don't know. Whatever. He can't makabel. He can't accept. He won't see the truth. He won't see this what Hashem wants. He got Olam Haba for it. He will just keep on ringing in his mind, or deep down, the conscious, subconscious, I don't know exactly which one it is, he'll still feel, of course, man, I can't. I don't want to lose my money. I can't. I can't give it to this guy. I'll lose so much money. How am I going to pay the bill next week? Whatever, the mortgage bill. I need the money for my vacation or for my retirement, whatever it might be. He won't be able to makabel because he's so attached to his money, so blinded by the gleam and glitter that money gives to everybody. So he won't be able to see the truth. So if you tell him the truth, which is the real truth, to this tremendous Baal Madrega, this big Baal Emunah. But even the biggest Baal Emunah, Rabosai, cannot handle, or potentially can't handle, it's easier for him to makabel the fact that he's a big Baal Emunah. But Baal Emunah is only once you hear it. So there's nothing. So if you tell a person you're not gonna lose out, okay, if he's Baal Emunah, so he'll accept that. There's no negia not to, because Or maybe there's a less winning it not to, because if that's Hashgafa, so, you know, I can believe it. You know, you tell him he's not. Well, I want to keep it. But you keep it anyway, so it's not a problem, right? If you tell him you're not going to lose out. But if you tell him that, give it, because Hashem wants you to give it, but I'm losing. Until you tell him he's not losing, so he's going to be losing. So he's not makabel that factor. That was the biggest honor Bo said. The word always was, many shmuzim like this, that the word is don't, you have, the person has to try and minimize the challenge. Minimize the nisayon. Lahakten, I think Rabbi Shraw calls it lahakten is nisayon, to minimize, to make it smaller. The truth might be hit him head on. No, the truth, ashkof, you know, but you can't do that because it's too hard. It's too hard to makabla, too hard to do it, too hard to follow through. But if you go round the bat, use a little trickery, be smart. You can't always, you know, machayv is a guy has to, a guy wants to learn in the Seder. You know, he's trying to increase his smudas. If you tell a guy, you know, come on, you have to learn more, you have to, you know, 24-7, you have to learn, you're supposed to, you know, yeah, okay, but I'm too tired, and you know, and I'll be tired tomorrow, and this and that, I'll lose that other time, you know. That's a big challenge. But if you tell yourself, you know, it's not going to make a difference, I'll still be good tomorrow, I'm not going to be tired tomorrow, I can handle it. You take away the Nagiya, take away the Yesahara, take away the problem. So you have to be mocked in the sun, make it easier. So even if you're on the Madrega to be mocked in the sun in this case, which is such a bad Madrega, guys, Maimon, Murah Shleim is not going to lose out. But he can't hear you if you tell him straight, you do the mitzvah because Hashem wants you to do it. You can't just, you know, hit guys over the head with, you know, do what's the right thing. It's too hard, Rabbi, it's too hard. I need my sleep, but I want my money, I want this taiva, you know. If you tell him the taiva is not going to make you happy. You know, I want the taiva because I want to be happy, but you're not going to be so happy because it's fleeting, go away, and make cause problems later on, you know. That's how you attack it. Not just, well, it's the wrong thing to do. What is the wrong thing? But I want to do it, and I want to be happy. I don't know what deprive me, Rabbi. I can't do that. There's so many different manifestations, applications of this chazal. But that's the yisod. You have to be machin the sayon, even though it might not seem to be the most direct and most proper and most emistic way, most emistic motivation. But you have to be smart and know what motivations work. And you see over here, I both say a motivation, which is telling the guy that you should do the mitzvah because that's what Hashem wants. Even to a Moshe Rabbeinu or to a Moshe Feinstein, it won't be as effective as if you tell the guy, you know, it's not going to cost you, it's not going to hurt you, you'll still be able to do it, you know, take away the Yetzer Hara, take away the Nisayon.